Head ball coach Steve Spurrier here, and I know just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's fourth down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-478-6084. 800-478-6084. 800-478-6084. That's 800-478-6084.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
For the weekend of November the 9th, 2018, you are tuned into Tomorrow. And yes, I am Dave Graveline. Thank you for joining us on the program. It really warms the cockles of my heart when you tune into your technology auditory gem that is Into Tomorrow. And thank you very much. You are
Chris Graveline.
And in the control room is Erasmo, Horatio working with us out of New York, and others scattered about the globe, helping with the program, and more importantly, when you call in from anywhere on the planet, we want to help solve your digital dilemmas. I'm sure you've got a question, a comment, a concern, some tech rage, maybe just want to share your favorite app as others are doing lately. We want to hear from you. Chris is going to give you those numbers.
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
Tech news and commentary in this segment, and then we will jump to those aforementioned calls of yours.
So, you know, there's a new study out that says iPhone users make more money and can be considered more spendthrift than their Android counterparts.
Hogwash.
But
wait, who put that out? Apple?
No. But they're also more image conscious.
Well, that's true. Good point. I'll bet you dollars to donuts, and now I want donuts. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Well, I want dollars.
Okay, good luck with that. I'll bet you any amount of money that most people doing selfies are iPhone users.
Probably.
Yeah.
The survey was conducted by Slick Deals. The survey shows that iPhone users make, on average, and I'm below this, $53,251 per year, compared to only $37,040 per year for Android users.
This is just an average, they're saying.
Yeah. An average in the samples that they took of surveys.
At the trailer park.
Yeah. Now, that difference in income gets spent on a wide variety of image and beauty-related products, including $117.13 per month on clothing, $100.88 per month on technology, and $82.71 per month on beauty and cosmetic products. I don't spend any money on beauty and cosmetic products.
Or clothing.
Well, that's true. Now, the survey, which interviewed 1,000 iPhone users and 1,000 Android users, shows that iPhone users would rather spend their weekend nights out and about with friends, which also is not me. Maybe I'm an Android closet user.
You're a closeted Android. I knew it.
Because they say Android users prefer to be curled up on the couch watching TV or movies or reading a book.
And again, these are just very broad averages. And they only talk to 1,000 people?
1,000 each. So 1,000 iPhone users and 1,000 Android users.
Yeah. Where? In Walmart?
Well, not if they're making $53,000
each. The iPhonies aren't there, but I don't believe that. I don't. So anyone listening, if you're an iPhone-y or you're an Android user, tell me, do either of those fit you?
But you would agree that, I'm pretty sure you would agree that iPhone users tend to be more vain.
Oh, absolutely. That part I agreed with. The rest, not so much.
And that's just weird because I've been a lifelong, well, not really a lifelong iPhone user, but
it hasn't been around
it's
your
life.
Whole life.
Long.
It's life, okay.
Yeah, but I'm probably the least vain person you'll meet, as you can tell just by looking at me across the table here.
Yeah, it's probably accurate. Holiday retail sales are on track to top $1 trillion for the first time amid rising incomes and low unemployment. That, according to a report from eMarketer, online sales are forecast to grow by, get this, 16.6%. And in-store purchases are predicted to increase by only 4.4%. A lot of that $1 trillion will be spent, of course, on consumer electronics sales. We talked last hour in Tech News about an average of $1,000 per household this year would be dealt with in terms of consumer technology gifts and whatnot. But $1 trillion holiday retail sales, that's a whole lot of money.
Yeah, well, and who goes to a store anymore for holiday shopping?
Well, 4% of people increase will do that.
I tend to, about the week before Thanksgiving until the week after New Year's, I try to avoid all retail outlets as much as possible.
Yeah, because I consider Black Friday exactly that. I have no desire to go shopping. Even Cyber Monday, if there's something just really has to be obtained, I might consider an online purchase. But usually it's like it's a madhouse even online. It's like, well, go, have fun. Y'all enjoy yourselves. Well,
and I've already started, my Christmas shopping, and so far it's all been online.
Good. Well, because there's 16.5% of people more so buying online now than even last year, and only 4.5% of people buying more so in the stores now. Either way, spend your money, but make sure most of it is on tech.
Of course, part of that is because, I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning the other day just remembering something my son wanted for Christmas, so I just rolled over, picked up my phone, ordered it on Amazon, and then went back to sleep.
Smarty pants. That's because you're one of them Amazon Prime members.
Although they have announced, I think starting now, on most of their products, you don't even have to be a Prime member now for free shipping through the holidays.
Yes, I thought that was kind of clever, because I just refuse to give Amazon any more money than they already have. So I don't want to be a Prime member, and I don't, like you listen to music 24/7, and I just have the TV on with news in the background or something while I'm working, and I'm fine with that. I listen to music in the car, but other than that, I don't need Amazon Prime for music. And when I want something delivered for free, I have you order it.
Well, I'll probably only be Prime for another 2 years, because I got my Prime membership 2 years ago. I was taking some online classes at the local college, so I qualified for their student price. So that's what I'm paying. But after 4 years, it'll automatically change to the regular full price. So I don't know that I want to pay $100-something a year for it, so I will probably cancel it when that time comes
up. So Prime your way into tomorrow as much as you can now.
I'm doing all my shopping for the next 2 years. After that, no more.
Okay. Well, especially now that you've admitted it on the air, I'm sure that somebody from Amazon's listening going, oh, flag that Chris Graveline account.
That's fine. I'll go back to shopping at Walmart online.
Well, there you go. Probably get better prices.
Yeah.
And now you can pick up for free at least. Or are they delivering too?
They can, they deliver stuff you buy online from them.
Okay. Well, they're certainly trying to compete, as is everyone on the planet, with Amazon in terms of stores and otherwise. But good luck with that. Yeah.
China is leading the way for surveillance technology to the point where police use facial recognition glasses. But if a person's face is covered or obscured in some way, China has a solution for that too. The surveillance system across China, which is becoming even more pervasive, is in the midst of a software upgrade. Once it's complete, a new tool will be available to the authorities in the form of gait recognition. That's GAIT. It means that
the way you walk.
Right. So even if your face can't be seen, the system will be able to identify you from your body shape and walk. According to a report, artificial intelligence has been employed to allow such recognition to happen. Now, the system was developed by Waitrix, and it works from up to 50 meters away, even if the person's back is turned. And they say if you try to adjust your walk or introduce a limp, the system can still ID you because it takes into account, it says, features of an entire body.
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to say that the police who are wearing these glasses for facial recognition have a new way. They just bump into you until your glasses fall off and look at you again to say, oh, not the criminal. Never mind. Here you go. Here's your glasses. Sorry about that.
Yeah. No, but apparently,
or you're under arrest.
Yeah. Well, but apparently the police have glasses that they wear, and they can, with the tap of a button, it'll recognize a person's face and bring up all their information on a tablet or a phone that they happen.
If they have a criminal history, I'm guessing.
Well, I don't know. This is China. You may not have to have a criminal history.
That's true. And if they all use Huawei phones, there you go. Yeah. You have no privacy anyway. So are you still stuck with Dish for your TV? AT&T's Warner Media alleges that the Justice Department meddled with ongoing negotiations with Dish Network, which has not commented on the issue over its HBO and Cinemax distribution deal. HBO stopped running on Dish last week after talks broke down. All the more reason to dump Dish Satellite anyway, as far as I'm concerned. They just can't get their act together. And along those lines, Leekman Research reports that 78% of U.S. households have pay TV, an 8 percentage point drop over the last 5 years. So fewer and fewer people are paying for any kind of pay TV like Dish or even cable extra stuff. The research firm noted that 32% of customers who have relocated in the past 12 months didn't even want to get any pay TV subscriptions when they finally settled in a new home. And you see advertised all the time with Dish and DirecTV, oh, take your satellite with you. Most people are going, nah. Not interested. You know, so I'm going to save money, and plus you drop HBO, you can't negotiate here, you charge me for ridiculous things, your hopper doesn't hop like you said it would all the time. I mean, whatever. There are reasons why people are dropping them. And there's another example.
You know, and I was, you know, mentioning to you a few days ago about, you know, my Hulu with live TV. You know, I and I know I'm going to get a lot of people probably making fun of me for this, but I don't care. I'm secure enough to say that I enjoy a nice Hallmark Christmas movie from time to time.
Oh my gosh!
So I was looking forward to, you know, getting closer to the holidays, getting my Hallmark movie on.
Hallmark movie fix.
Yeah. And then I realized, oh wait, I don't get the Hallmark movie channels with my Hulu. Then I noticed, well, at least I get Lifetime. Okay, well, I'm a guy. Yeah, okay, I'll watch a couple Lifetime Christmas movies. Well, the day after I had that thought, I get an email from Hulu. Hulu. They have now taken away Lifetime and some other channel and made them an add-on service.
Darn them.
So I can watch my movies if I want to pay an extra $7.99 a month. But then they replaced those with three channels, which I don't even remember, but I would never watch. So Hulu is single-handedly trying to ruin Christmas for me.
Oh, that's harsh.
They're trying to take away my Christmas spirit.
Not really. They just want to take more of your money.
We've been talking about this for years. It would be great to have like an a la carte option where you can say, okay, get, you know, 16 channels for this price. Okay, well, good. I'll get to pick my 16 channels, but you can't. And even with cable companies, I had that problem with Comcast, is in order to get all the channels I wanted to watch, I had to buy tons of channels I would never watch just because they had these particular channels were only in the high package.
Well, and to be fair to some of the Hulus, not that I'm defending them and so forth, but a lot of these channels are owned by the same distribution company. So they require, if you want a good price on Lifetime, you got to also take these others that nobody watches, but we insist you include them. And then they're going to charge you whatever they're charging you, $8, to get something that you do want. And as a result, some people are saying, well, but that's not appropriate. It's like I've negotiated, unfortunately, with Comcast for our local community, being president of our association, and got stuck with having to renew with them for another 5 years. But everybody wanted Showtime and some wanted HBO. Well, you can't have both unless, of course, you pay for both. So we pay for the Showtime suite, and they can't throw in one or two of the HBOs. No, no, no. It's all seven Showtime channels or nothing. Well, that's dumb. You know, let me just pay for the main ones. Nope, can't do it. They won't let you. Well, they...
Yeah. Well, when you hear who owns, you know, Hulu, you'll understand why they do the things they do. They're owned by the Walt Disney Company, 21st Century Fox, Comcast, and AT&T.
Well, there you go. There's your answer. Comcast continues to con you one way or another. And then throw Disney into the mix, and all they want is your money.
And Disney's trying to buy out 21st Century Fox's ownership stake in Hulu, which then Disney would then own 60%. Of Hulu.
Oh, gosh. Well, then you can expect the prices to skyrocket even more.
Well, then they can expect me to be looking at YouTube TV or one of the other services.
Well, there you go. As well, you should. Because you have to just look at competitive pricing all the time. And there was a time when you first went on, we highly recommended the Hulu deal. Because it was giving you a lot of what you wanted and not a lot of what you didn't. And it was very competitive. Not so much. You know, they kind of rope you in. It's a bait and switch sort of thing that a lot of companies do. And that's pathetic. Tony in Porterville, California, listens on KTIP AM 1450, where talk is power. Hey, Tony.
We have a router in our house, and we want to extend it outside so that we can have internet there. Mm-hmm. The house is brick. And so I don't know what kind of a thing. I've heard of the Orbi. I don't know. So give me some input.
Well, see, that's why you listen to Into Tomorrow. And even better, why you call in. Because, Tony, you'll need some kind of an extender. An Orbi system that you mentioned, ORBI, would most likely do the job for you. Just place the repeater unit somewhere closer to whatever area outside you want to extend your Wi-Fi into. Now, it's not going to go across a cornfield or something. Don't expect that. But systems like Orbi are, unfortunately, not very inexpensive. If you need the one that comes with the main station and only one repeater, you're looking at about $250 MSRP, give or take. But you can probably find it for less than about $200 online.
And they have a newer model they just released, which I want to say is about $300. But one of the units, the satellite unit, also has an integrated smart speaker in it.
Oh.
So at least you have that kind of functionality with that Orbi system.
That's true. Spend a little bit more, but then you'll also get a smart speaker built in, which I'm assuming is an Amazon
Alexa
thing. Yes. Now, Google Wi-Fi should also work well for what you need. It's a similar system, but it will cost you around $300 for a three-bay system. Another option, because we're all about options, and we always try to recommend two or three things whenever possible. Another option would be an Eero system, E-E-R-O, but that will cost you $300 for a system with two devices, or you want three devices? $400. Yikes.
Yeah, now, if all you need is a single repeater, you can usually buy one for much less, but it may also be less intuitive to use. With a mesh system like the Orbi, Eero, or Google Wi-Fi, you're just connected to your Wi-Fi and that's it. With repeaters, sometimes you have to work with multiple Wi-Fi networks, and you may have to manually connect to the one with the best signal. And repeaters don't always play nice with devices from other brands either. So while the solution will be less expensive, some models are as cheap as $20, most cost between that and about $100, it'll probably require a little more work on your part.
Yeah, Tony, I do hope that we have helped you in some ways. Unfortunately, we can't say, for $50, you got that covered. It's just not going to happen that way. All the details, all the recommendations are in our show notes. Visit intotomorrow.com and look for the show for the weekend of November 9th, Hour 2. You'll see your call, Tony, and our detailed answer.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge, powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Do all your electronic devices work the way you work, and you don't care whose logo is on it? Does your tech sometimes let you down? No, never. Well, if it does, or if you've got any questions about anything involving consumer technology, call us here at Into Tomorrow because we can help, and you can call anytime 24/7 this number.
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower. Visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Are you planning to buy a new computer? Well, consider what factory upgrade will benefit you the most. With advice on what to choose, here's our good buddy Ken Higgins with OWC.
Thanks, Dave. It's the season for new Macs and PCs, and if you're in the market for a new one, you're probably wondering which factory upgrade you should consider. Processor, memory, storage, and graphic upgrades all have benefits, but ultimately it comes down to how you will use your new computer. Want better multitasking? More DRAM gives you the best bang for your buck. If you're running processor-intensive tasks, such as video editing, you might consider a faster processor, and a larger hard drive or solid-state drive will let you carry more data with you, while a graphics card upgrade will bring smoother gaming and less lagging. Whatever your budget is, be sure to consider how you will use your machine before deciding which upgrade to make. And now, back to you, Dave.
Well, thank you, Ken. Always a wealth of information, and you want some special products and pricing? Visit owcdigital.com/into. INTO. Very easy. Check it out, and you'll see what I mean. owcdigital.com/INTO for more information.
When you call into the program, we got many prizes that we've been giving away these days.
Yeah, we do. And we're here to tell you about some of them. What would be the part that you'd want to say, no promises, no guarantees, even?
Well, we don't make any promises or any guarantees. But if you hear something that you want when you call into the show with your question or tech tip or tech rage, let us know.
Yeah. Tell us when you call in. Let us hear you and hear what you'd like. and we'll do our best to get that to you. For example, from Atmos FX, we've got a couple more left of their Gordy plush toys and download codes. This is the best part. For their digital decorations in time for the holidays. You want to get those. I was using them leading up and through Halloween, and people were amazed at what was going on in my front window. And it was really cool, so you've got to check it out, Atmos FX.
From 97, we've got Jot Portable Battery Base for Google Home Mini and Vo Portable Speaker Ducts for the Amazon Echo Dot.
And they work really well. Battery-operated things, so you can pick up your Google Home or your Alexa and move it around the house or go outside with her. As long as you're still within Wi-Fi range, it'll work. And use them there. From Forever Gifts, some of the Nuvalon Flare Bluetooth Lantern speakers. These are really cool. They light up. They got great bass, among other things.
From Razer, a Huntsman Elite mechanical gaming keyboard and Mamba wireless gaming mouse.
Mamba, can you do the Mamba? And from Qui, their Qui Fit wireless earphones for fitness training. So easy to deal with. All you have to do is participate. 800-899-INTO.
Happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now there's a quick and easy to use solution, a natural solution. Snore Stop. Try it risk-free today. Snore Stop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 20 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Snore Stop sprays or tablets are now available nationwide. All you have to do is call. It's time to try Snore Stop and make every night a better night for both of you. Don't wait. Try Snore Stop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. spray or tablets. Call right now for free shipping and your 100% risk-free trial offer. 800-984-0965. 800-984-0965. 800-984-0965. That's 800-984-0965.
Welcome back into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. You know, we've heard for years that movies were going to kill plays. TV was going to kill movies. Streaming's going to kill appointment TV. Of course, everything was going to kill radio. Well, none of that happened. None of them really die, but they do change and evolve. If you've got any questions about that or anything else involving consumer tech, we invite you to join us and participate on the show, and not just because we send out prizes when you participate. A lot of our guests and sponsors and other friends of the program are regularly sending us cool things to share with you, but because when you call into the show anytime at your leisure 24/7, you make the show. Your questions, comments, help for other listeners, your tech rage, whatever the case, really forms the broadcast each and every week. And we're glad to have you. And 23 years we've been doing this, having a lot of fun doing it, but hopefully also being informative and helping you with any digital dilemma that you may have. As a global leader in interactive and digital entertainment, our next guest joins us to talk about the hottest games of the holiday season. And while there's time for you to get them for your various game lovers and other folks in your family and friend categories and office and just anything and everything, games and gifts along those lines are always fun. The Vice President of Marketing for PlayStation Exclusive Games with Sony Interactive Entertainment. Whew, long title, and I hope it all fits on his business card, is Asad Kizilbash. Asad, welcome into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Very well. Thanks for having me, Dave. Really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to have you. It's always a good time to talk about games because it continues to be an industry that, appropriately so, continues to do very well. Whether it's because some people say, well, that's my escape from reality. You know, I truly want to immerse myself in something. But you guys have certainly taken the lead in real interactive digital entertainment. What's new and exciting from Sony Interactive Entertainment these these days, and then let's get into some of the other stuff.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think the first thing I'll say is that now's probably one of the most exciting times to get involved in games, not only because of the power of our console like PlayStation 4 that's able to create these incredible gaming, immersive gaming experiences with some of the best storytelling you can ever see, but also with things like virtual reality with the PlayStation VR that we've got as well. It's a great opportunity for people to step into virtual reality for the first time through PlayStation as well. So, yeah, incredibly exciting time for people to get into games.
And it's cool, Asad, that you mention virtual reality, because that really is immersive. You know, we talk about seeing a movie and making sure if you're doing it in your home that you kind of have a home theater, at least a little bit of a home theater environment, and make sure that audio is at least 50%. It's not just picture, because you've got to immerse yourself. But when you're talking about a game, and now the ability to add VR to that game, you really are immersing yourself in so many new and unique ways.
No, absolutely. And I think what's really great about VR is that there's something there for every experience level of gamer. Whether you are new to gaming and or someone who's seasoned at gaming, we have an opportunity. We have an offer for everyone. And I'll give you an example. We have a standard PlayStation VR SKU coming out for $199 that includes this great game called Astrobot. And this is a perfect example where if you're not a seasoned gamer, it's a fun, engaging platforming game that family are going to really enjoy. But if you're more of a seasoned gamer and you like things like first-person shooters and co-op and online play, we also have another bundle for $249. That has a great game like Creed, which is a great boxing game, but also games like Firewall, which is a co-op shooter. So we have something for everyone.
That's amazing. Do you find it a bit challenging, though, for you and your team when you've really got to address both those real game players who are very much into it versus the kind of folk that say, gosh, I hear so much about it, I really want to try, but I'm not a big gamer. You know, is it difficult to try to cater to both those different audiences on a regular basis?
No, I wouldn't say difficult at all. I would say it's just, we enjoy it because we find the pleasure of just allowing games to be in as many hands as possible. And we kind of pride ourselves in making sure we have experiences that does cater for people who are seasoned gamers, but also people who are like for families and for people new to gaming, because we want everyone to experience just the fun of interactive experiences like gaming.
Well, and of course, that being said, what do both novices and seasoned gamers, for that matter, need to know?
Yeah, so a couple of things. I think we've got some. So we have our Black Friday campaign running November 18th to 26th, and there's some really great offers there that I think is going to be really interesting for people who are new into gaming. And I'll give you one example. We have a hardware bundle coming out. It's our Spider-Man hardware bundle. It's a 1 terabyte hard drive, so a very high capacity hard drive.
Yeah,
and it includes our Marvel Spider-Man game, which is been absolutely phenomenal. We recently announced that it's one of our biggest selling games, exclusive games on our platform ever for PlayStation 4, which is really exciting. And it's a great way for someone who's kind of come into gaming where they can really fulfill the fantasy of being Spider-Man and in this open world New York City. It really is quite a spectacular game. And so that's a really great entry point for someone to come into PlayStation.
Yeah, and who doesn't love Spider-Man? So the more you get into it, I'm assuming they're, like most games, have various levels. And you can just really get more and more into it as you go. And obviously the idea is, get you a little hooked on gaming. Well, nothing wrong with that, right?
That's exactly right. I think that the kind of the two elements I think that people really enjoy, and again, people who are new to gaming, is one is it's a really compelling story. And who doesn't like really great storytelling? And I think Marvel Spider-Man absolutely delivers that on a franchise and a character that everyone loves. And secondly, that the playing of it, just web swinging around New York City is absolutely incredible and so much fun and very easy for someone to pick up and play. So it's a really great way in. And then as you get through it, it's also for the seasoned gamers, there's something there as well. I think that's something we do a great job of with a lot of our games is we have an on-ramp into games where people could kind of pick up and play it quite easily, but then there's a way you can master it, which our more seasoned gamers love. So it's something for everyone.
And what's cool about that is that it can be the same game, yet the seasoned gamers can really get into much more interesting things, maybe intricate kinds of things, and yet those of us who don't do a lot of gaming can still have fun with it and get a kick out of what we're doing.
That's exactly right. And I'll give you another example. Another great game that we launched this year that's going to be available for $19.99, so a discount for Black Friday, is called Detroit Become Human. And again, this is a fantastic story for people who are not new to gaming. But also, it's very easy. It's a choose-your-own-adventure style, and so it's very easy for someone to be able to kind of select and choose their own story, but it's very deep, very rich narrative for someone who's more of a seasoned gamer. So again, that's a perfect example about for someone who is new to gaming, but then those who are more seasoned has a lot more way to master that game. So that's another perfect example.
Well, I'm loving that. And I'm also loving how your Black Friday extends over many Fridays and other days of the week for a few weeks.
That's right. Isn't it funny how Black Friday just gets longer and longer with, throughout all industries?
Yeah.
But we just see it as a great opportunity for people to kind of experience some great discounts. And for us, it's just a way in for a lot of people who, again, who've never experienced VR. This is a perfect time for it with those two bundles and great discounts on that. And also some of our top games as well.
Oh, sure. And especially because a lot of folks have heard, and we get calls all the time about, oh, man, I want to get into gaming, but these consoles are so expensive, and then the games are ridiculously expensive. And well, but not if you know where to look, as you have been sharing with us, and take advantage of some of these things to really introduce yourself to something new and exciting.
That's exactly right. And again, I'd use that example of Marvel Spider-Man bundle for $199 for a 1 terabyte system is absolutely fantastic. And then also, we have one of our biggest launches we've had this year was God of War. This is one of our biggest and best franchises in Sony. That's going to be available for $24.99, so very affordable. And it's a very early Game of the Year contender. So again, this is a great chance to get into PlayStation. You get a great hardware bundle for a good price, and some of our best games this generation.
And what are the more popular genres of games these days? I mean, a lot of folks talk about the first-person shooter kinds of things, or the kind where you can be interactive with other people. I mean, what are your sales and studies showing as being the most popular these days?
Yeah, I would say, I think industry-wide, I think you'll see that the popular genres that really stand out are the first-person shooters. We've got a great, perfect example, we've got a great partnership with Call of Duty, Black Ops 4, which is where you can get some exclusive content and have early access to new content only on PlayStation, which is exciting. So they're a great partner for us, and that's a perfect example of a great genre that's successful. And the other one is action-adventure, and that's a very broad statement. A lot of games fall in within the category of action-adventure, but what people want with action-adventure is just great story, great narrative, great characters, and I think that's something I think we pride ourselves at Sony is as great storytellers first and foremost. We want people to be really engaged in the character and narrative, and that's why a lot of our games are really hit that mark.
And, of course, 'tis the season, talking about Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all those kinds of things that are upon us before we know it anyway. Do you have some particular advice that you might share, especially for parents? Maybe they're looking to buy a video game this year for the kids and not just plop them in front of the TV and watch something or here's my phone, be quiet, you know, whatever, but maybe get them into something. Is there some particular advice that we can get from you for parents?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I'll say is definitely just adhere to the our rating service, which is the ESRB rating, to make sure you're getting the age-appropriate game for your family.
Yeah.
And that's something we work very, very closely with them. So they do a fantastic job. So that makes first advice. And then second advice is, go to the store and talk to a lot of our store clerks who are very experienced as well, and let them know the kind of games that that you're interested in, and what you'll find is there is something for everyone. We have games for kids like Ratchet & Clank, which is a fantastic, fun, kind of Pixar-esque story and animated game, which I think kids will absolutely love. Again, Marvel Spider-Man, again, is a perfect example. So there is something for everyone within the PlayStation library at really good prices, and so whatever your taste is, talk to the clerk, and they'll be able to guide you. And I think we pride ourselves in making sure we have something for everyone.
Ah, sure. Well, Asad, you're our delight to talk with and clearly have a passion for what you do, so keep that up. I can already tell we got to get you back on the show again soon because there's so much more to cover. But we invite you to visit PlayStation.com. And, of course, we'll link you there when you hit us up at IntoTomorrow.com. So everything PS4, you want to know about VR and all the cool new stuff they're doing there. Of course, the various games, PlayStation View, PS View. They've got all kinds of stuff available when you visit PlayStation.com. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us on Into Tomorrow, and keep up the fun stuff, and we'll keep talking about it.
Thanks, Dave. Pleasure's all mine.
In today's connected world, high-speed internet is a necessity. Luckily, where you live no longer means missing out on a fast connection. Do what we did and get HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. HughesNet Gen 5 delivers the speed you need where you live. Own a business? HughesNet has plans for you, too. Text RADIO to 35,000 for offers in your area. That's RADIO to 35,000. HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live and work.
Most of the wearables available these days are for show. Come on, there's a lot of nice ideas, cute even. But the market will really be established when they do things for us without necessarily being so obvious. You need any advice on any wearables? You can call us here at Into Tomorrow anytime, day or night, and we'll address them for you. Maybe you're looking at some wearables for holiday gifts. Well, especially this time of year, we at Into Tomorrow like to be helpful for you. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by Atmos FX Digital Decorations for any occasion. Have the coolest house in your neighborhood. Visit AtmosFX.com. That's ATMOSFX.com.
Yeah, very cool stuff with their digital decorations. Love them. Scott in State College, Pennsylvania, listens on Money Radio, WPSE. Hello, Scott.
I'm a motorcyclist, and I'm getting interested in some of the Bluetooth ways to listen to my using my phone or my GPS. And also I was thinking about maybe a Bluetooth iBuds or something to listen to my music and my talk on my phone while I'm on my motorcycle. I don't know if you guys have any suggestions what would work better.
Well, Scott, music is easy enough. As long as your phone is close to your earbuds, just about any inexpensive Bluetooth set will do a decent enough job. You can find plenty of truly wireless sets for as little as $50 on Amazon, for example. The reason why you may be better off paying for something like the Apple AirBuds you mentioned or some other higher-end set is that you plan to talk on the phone. And doing that while you're riding a motorcycle is going to require some decent sound cancellation. The cheaper options won't offer good enough ambient noise canceling for you to have very much success. So for your particular case, you're probably better off spending the money and getting something a bit more high-end, at least.
Yeah, now, the ones that I use and swear by are the Jabra Elite 65T. I've never been a big fan of Bluetooth earbuds until I tried these out. They've given me excellent audio quality with noise cancellation, and when you use them with its smartphone app, you can activate a sort of talk-through mode that allows you to hear what's going on around you and carry on a conversation without even taking them out of your ear. They are stored in a case with a built-in battery that will recharge them up to 5 times before you simply recharge the case. You can find those, the Jabra Elite 65T, for about $170.
Give those a shot, Scott. You won't go wrong, by all means. You're going to spend more money, no question. But I think you'll be much, much happier. That's how that will work. And again, we always try to make multiple recommendations. If somebody's calling in and saying, what do you recommend for such and such? We never just say one thing, because rarely is there ever one thing that will solve a problem or take care of a need. And this is another good example. And Bluetooth earbuds, there are never a shortage of them from all kinds of companies. So you really, in your case especially, because being on a motorcycle, you can have a lot of wind noise and so forth, you really want to spend a little bit more and get something better.
Yeah, and you might want to look for, you know, they even have these special four motorcycles because the Bluetooth, they have sort of like a microphone that on like a little boom arm that comes around in front of your mouth, because that's kind of the best kind of a situation for a motorcycle.
And hopefully you're using one of those helmets that covers your entire head, not only for safety, but at least it's a little quieter in there, and that boom mic will pick up your conversation better. If you're thinking, no, I'm never going to take a phone call, it's really only for music, okay, then not so important. But still, you want something that's going to sound good and that you'll be impressed with. Let us know what you end up with. Intotomorrow.com, that's where we will meet you, I hope.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570.
Thanks for tuning into Tomorrow. We want to hear from you, too. 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686 anytime.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by OWC Digital, providing super-fast SSDs for photographers and videographers. Get special products and pricing for Into Tomorrow listeners at owcdigital.com/into. That's owcdigital.com/into.
Don't forget the slash into part. You'll know why when you get there. It's really cool. Annette in Sanford, North Carolina, listens on WPTF 680. Hello, Annette.
I have a flat screen TV, and I have Bose speakers. I'm trying to connect the flat screen to the Bose, but I don't know what type of connector I need. That is my electronic question.
Well, Annette, we'll do our best to answer your electronic question. Bose makes a lot of different speakers, and they don't all take the same inputs, but almost all of them have a 3.5 millimeter stereo input. Now, if yours does, your TV will probably have an RCA stereo output. So you can RCA to stereo 3.5 millimeter cable, and that'll do the trick for you. The cable itself will be inexpensive. You can find them online for a couple of dollars for a relatively long enough cable, or you can pick them up at stores from Best Buy to Lowe's. Even Home Depot would have those kind of things for you. They'll probably cost a little bit more there, but you'll still most likely be looking at less than $10 for the cable.
Yeah, depending on your TV and your speakers, you may also be able to connect them via Bluetooth. Some newer TVs have that feature, as do most new speakers, but that depends on the models you own. If yours can do that, it'd be as easy as putting them both into pairing mode and selecting the speakers from some menu on the TV, and it would be free.
Yeah. Annette, first of all, kudos to you and congrats for trying to do something a little different, getting a better sound, because a lot of folks are buying brand new TVs, large screens, and hanging them on the wall and doing all the great stuff. But please don't forget that 50% of your enjoyment of watching a movie or immersing yourself into a TV show or anything else is the sound. So do what Annette's doing. Make an effort to hang some additional speakers or get a nice little subwoofer going, something like that. More details at intotomorrow.com.